Greetings from the National Library of Medicine and MedlinePlus.gov. Regards to all our listeners. I'm Rob Logan, PhD, Senior Staff, U.S. National Library of Medicine, substituting this week for Donald Lindbergh, MD, the Director of the National Library of Medicine. Here is what's new this week in Medline Plus. The new edition of NIH Medline Plus magazine features a profile about the Heart Truth campaign, plus a section about how to keep your family healthy in 2009. In the cover story, actress Anna Ortiz from the television comedy Ugly Betty models a red dress symbolic of the National Heart, Lung, and Blood Institute's annual Heart Truth campaign to inform women about the risk factors for heart disease. Heart disease remains the leading cause of death among American women. One of every four women dies from the disease. A page in the current NIH Medline Plus magazine is devoted to providing easy-to-read information about heart disease's symptoms, diagnosis, and treatment. NIH Medline Plus magazine reports among heart disease's symptoms are chest pain or discomfort, such as a squeezing pain in your chest, shortness of breath, a cold sweat, nausea, lightheadedness, discomfort in one or both arms, your neck, jaw, or stomach. An accompanying graphic displays how a clot in a coronary artery blocks the supply of oxygen and blood and can cause a heart attack. Other accompanying graphics provide questions to ask a doctor about heart disease, some recent research from NIH that helps assess, treat, and manage heart disease, plus a list of some websites that provide heart-healthy information. A separate section about illness prevention in the new NIH Medline Plus magazine called Healthy Family 2009 provides a variety of preventive tips targeted for new moms, kids, and adults. For starters, NIH Medline Plus magazine lists 8 information sources on the internet that assist expectant and new moms. These sources include sites for pregnant teenage women as well as later childbearing. The Healthy Family 2009 section includes a tear-out page that provides a child vaccination schedule and notes the appropriate ages for recommended vaccinations. In contrast to some published vaccination schedules, NIH Medline Plus magazine also introduces why a child should receive each recommended vaccine. A page on NIH Medline Plus magazine urges adults to be screened for blood pressure, cholesterol, colorectal cancer, depression, diabetes, and sexually transmitted diseases. Women are encouraged to get screening tests for breast cancer, cervical cancer, and osteoporosis. Men are encouraged to be screened for prostate cancer. NIH Medline Plus magazine provides a primer on healthy aging that includes information about how to control your blood pressure, cholesterol, and weight, curb drinking, stop smoking, continue to exercise, plus follow other preventive steps, such as educating yourself about health by using Medline Plus, of course. Two special articles introduce the health benefits of exercise for children and adults. Among other topics, NIH Medline Plus magazine contains a section on post-traumatic stress disorder, which we discussed in a recent podcast. Other articles include a section on complementary and alternative medicine and its expansion within U.S. clinical practices. The section explains how research often funded by the National Center for Complementary and Alternative Medicine provides increasing evidence about clinically useful integrative, alternative, and complementary practices. Additional articles in the current NIH Medline Plus magazine include some centennial contrast between America's health in 1909 and 2009. In 1909, the leading causes of death were tuberculosis, heart disease, diarrhea, and enteritis, and inflammation of the small intestine often caused by eating or drinking substances contaminated with bacteria or viruses. Today, thanks to medical research, only heart disease remains a leading cause of death, along with stroke and cancer. The Health Lines section reports new research that suggests adults should take a nap during a lag in the day in lieu of trying to wake up via the caffeine in soft drinks or coffee. NIH Medline Plus magazine is distributed to physicians' offices nationwide by the U.S. National Institutes of Health and the Friends of the National Library of Medicine. You can subscribe or find the latest edition online by clicking on NIH Medline Plus magazine, which is on the bottom right side of MedlinePlus.gov's homepage. Previous editions of the magazine are available at the same site. Moreover, the NIH Medline Plus magazine's web interface on MedlinePlus.gov is much improved. The former large PDF file, the entire magazine, is replaced by a link to a cluster of similar articles or section within the magazine. The new format makes it easier to pick what you wish to read, and now there are new links to other sectional articles at the end of each story. Best yet, the copy format and photos look nicer, and I think are easier to read on your computer screen. Overall, the entire format is more user-friendly, and I encourage you to give it a try. Before I go, this reminder, MedlinePlus.gov is authoritative, it's free, we do not accept advertising, and it is written to help you. To find MedlinePlus.gov, just type in MedlinePlus.gov in any web browser such as Firefox, Safari, Netscape, Chrome, or Explorer. We encourage you to use Medline Plus, and please recommend it to your friends. Medline Plus is available in English and Spanish. Some medical information is available in 43 other languages. Your comments about this or any of our podcasts are always welcome. We welcome suggestions about future topics, too. Please email Dr. Lindberg anytime at nlmdirector@nlm.nih.gov. That's nlmdirector, one word, at nlm.nih.gov. A written transcript of recent podcasts is available. Just click on the director's comments link on Medline Plus's homepage. The National Library of Medicine is one of 27 institutes and centers within the National Institutes of Health. The National Institutes of Health is part of the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. A disclaimer, the information presented in this program should not replace the medical advice of your physician. You should not use this information to diagnose or treat any disease without first consulting with your physician or other healthcare provider. It was nice to be with you. I look forward to meeting you here next week.